Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 53, Revelation Chapter 15, the whole chapter, Seven Angels with Seven Plagues. Verse 1 states, I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign, seven angels with seven last plagues. Last because with them God's wrath is complete. God's wrath has been poured out during the first half of the tribulation, but these seven plagues complete God's wrath being poured out on the earth. And this second half is the worst part of the 7 years. The word complete tells me that the wrath of God has been, this part of the vision John sees is in heaven, as the text states. Verse 2, and I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name. Sea of glass, symbolically speaking, many prophetic futures see that as being the saints. I'm not really sure what it means. If it was on earth, it would be the Mediterranean Sea, but this vision is in heaven. But you note that these tribulation saints have overcome the Antichrist. Doesn't mean they survived on earth. It means they were probably martyred and are now in heaven. These people sang. They held harps given them by God, and they sang a song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. To me, there seems to be two songs here, the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. That is questionable among many scholars. And the song goes this way, great and marvelous are your deeds, O Lord God Almighty, just and true are your ways. King of the ages, the God we serve is King of the ages. This means throughout eternity there has been and will be various ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? Every man, woman, angel, or whatever else there is in the universe will fear God the Lord. For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you. I believe that takes place in the 1,000-year rule of Christ, as well as on the new earth, as we will see later in Revelation. For your righteous acts have been revealed. Righteous acts, these are the righteous acts that have been revealed on earth since creation. Verse 8, after this I looked, and in heaven the temple, that is the tabernacle, that the testimony was open. Remember, the tabernacle in the Old Testament days was a pretty humble image of the heavenly tabernacle. There is a heavenly tabernacle in heaven as I speak. Verse 6, out of the temple came the seven angels with the seven plagues. They were dressed in clean, shining linen and wore golden sashes around their chest. Verse 7, then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. We cannot underestimate God's wrath. In this day and age, when we speak of God's love to the exclusion of his wrath, that is a heresy. Verse 8, and the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. Smoke in the Bible often is related to his wrath, as it is here. And no one could enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. So it's obvious to me that angels could come in and out of the temple in heaven, but during these last 3.5 years, no one goes into that temple.